Some Seattle City Council members say now that the council's moved to a legislative district system, they need some help. So they've voted to hire more legislative aides. KUOW's Derek Wong has details.
A majority of council members voted in favor of the legislation, and they said it would help them meet an increased workload now that most council members represent geographic districts. Lisa Herbold is one of the lawmakers who voted in favor of the change.
My staff are now expected to be experts in parks issues when those parks issues are related to District 1. A lot of work in transportation, as you might imagine, as it relates to West Seattle and South Park transportation issues. So we're really doing sort of triage to get the public good answers on many, many more issues.
Herbold was joined by just about all of her council colleagues, except for Tim Burgess.
I certainly understand my colleagues' desire to have an increased level of service to constituents, but I question whether an additional staff member is needed to do that work.
Burgess referred to a 2014 study that found that other cities of similar size have about 3 full-time legislative aides, and that was the maximum number allowed in Seattle before the council approved of the change. Burgess says the increase will probably add up to about $500,000, and he questioned whether it's worth the cost. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.